就是我今天早上在读到，他就是讲到一句话，他说：“我必聘你归我永远为妻。”这是上帝讲的话，对以色列人讲的话。
So in Hosea, it says that you will be my wife forever.
所以你永远是我的妻，不管你怎么样的淫乱，不管你怎么样的背离我，但是我聘你永远为我的妻子。
No matter how Israel, they disobey, they become adultery, they will always be God's bride.
所以这就彰显到说，神爱我们，他的一个约是一个像婚约一样的肯定的，他爱我们，永远爱我们。
So God loves us, so His covenant to us is like a marriage covenant. It stands forever.
是一个非常紧密的一个关系，是保证的，不会变的。
So it's guaranteed and it's not changeable and it's not forever.
那就是为什么当我们结婚的时候，我们会有誓词的交换。我们先生就说 "I do," "I do" 什么东西，我永远不离开他。
So when we in a wedding, we exchange the couples they exchange vows, and the husband would say, "I do." What does that mean? That means I would never, I will always love her.
我永远的我不绝对不离开她，而且我永远爱她。
I would never leave her, and I will always love her.
这就是夫妻的关系，就预表了神永远不丢弃他所爱的人，以色列人。
So it symbolized the relationship between God and the Israelite. He would never leave the Israelites.
所以我们的婚姻关系里面，我们有五重的目标。
So we have five purposes in the marriage.
我们今天就要谈这五重目标。我刚刚讲的第一重的目标，就是在婚姻的里面呢，第一个目的就是要荣耀神。
So the first purpose in our marriage is to glorify God.
能够让借着夫妻之间的那个爱跟那个守约，能够来彰显神是守约是慈爱的神。
Through the marriage that husband and wife they can keep the covenant they made, and that shows that God is the covenant keeping.
在1990年，在1990年的时候，美国有一个很大的新闻啊，有一个很有名的一个学校在南卡啊，有一个学校是哥伦比亚国际大学，啊，他的校长叫 Robertson McQuicken。
In 1990, there's a big news in America, and there was a great seminary in South Carolina, Columbia International University. The president's name is Robertson McQuicken.
他宣布了一件事情，他说我要辞职，因为我要去照顾，回家照顾我的太太。
He resigned his presidency from the university because he needs to care for his wife.
因为他的太太生了那个老年痴呆症，所以需要人家照顾。
She had Alzheimer's disease and she needs to be cared for.
但是他又不忍心把他的太太送到养老院去，因为觉得那边的人好像死气沉沉的，都没有希望。
He didn't have the heart to send her to the nursing home because there's no liveliness in the nursing home.
所以在有两年的时间，学校甚至安排了人专人来照顾他的太太，好叫这个 Robertson 可以去上班。
So for 2 years, the university actually hired someone to take care of his wife, so that he can work, he can concentrate on his work.
可是每当这个 Robertson 他去上班的时候呢，因为他太太非常的恋，就是依靠他，所以呢，他就会跟着他，然后跟着他这样要出门。
But every day before Robinson was getting ready to go to work, and his wife just couldn't let go of him. She wanted to follow him.
甚至他上了班以后，他这个太太会在他的家跟学校之间来回一直走，这样子好几趟。
And sometimes she would come back and forth between the home and school several times during the day.
因为他的太太只要看不见他的先生，就非常的紧张，非常的好像害怕。
Because sometimes she became terrified when she didn't see her husband.
后来呢，当这个情况越来越严重了
，and the situation worsened，
严重到一个地步，这太太需要全时间的照顾。
Later, her conditions deteriorated that she would need full-time care.
所以这 Robertson 就在想说，我只有两个选择，一个选择是把她送到养老院去，一个选择就是我辞职在家看她。
And Robertson was torn between two options that he could send her to the nursing home or he could resign and take care of her.Himself.
这个时候他就想起他在挣扎，但是他就想起42年前他在结婚典礼的祭坛面前说的那句话。
In the struggle, like he was trying to make the decision, he remembered the vow he made 42 years ago in front of the wedding.
他说的话就两个字 ，I do.
He said, "I do."
Do 什么？
What does that mean?
无论生病健康，我都不离开他。
In sickness or in health, till death do us apart.
所以他就想到四十年来，我的太太一直这样子尽心的照顾我。
And he remembered for the past 40 years, his wife has been taking care of him with all her heart.
现在我的太太生病了。
And now she's sick.
我必须要来照顾他。
It's my turn to take
care of her. 就算照顾四十年，我都需要来照顾他。
Even if it takes me 40 years to take care of her.
就像他照顾我四十年一样。
Just like what she has done to me.
所以这个他就下了这个决定，就把校长的职务辞掉。
So she made the decision. She resigned from the presidency.
我们会说好可惜啊。
We say what a shame.
失掉了一个这么棒的校长。
We lost a great president of the school.
但是我们今天从这荣耀神的角度来看。
But today, if we take it from God's perspective to glorify His name,
我们看见了基督爱教会。
We see how Christ loved His church.
他 commit 他要爱教会爱到底。
His great commitment to church.
不管教会生了什么样的病，他爱到底。
No matter how sick the church is, He would love.The church.
所以这是婚姻的最大的一个目的。
This is the most important purpose in marriage.
是荣耀神。
To glorify God.
因此我给他取一个叫做同荣。
So I named the purpose is to glorify for couples to glorify God together.
同荣就是一同借着婚姻关系来荣耀神，他有同荣的关系。
So through the marriage we can worship God together.
我们来第二个我们要来看的关系。婚姻当中所彰显的一个目的呢，是叫做一个同伴。
And the second purpose for marriage is to have companions.
什么叫做同伴？就是做伴侣。
So they can have company.
在亚当一个人的时候
，When Adam was alone,
非常的孤单。
He was very lonely.
在十八节那边提到说，那人独居不好。
In chapter 2, verse 18, it says that it's not good for him to be alone.
这句话不是亚当讲的，这句话是上帝讲的。
Adam did not say that, it was God who said it.
连外面的人都看不下去了。
Well, even the outsiders, they couldn't stand it.
实在太孤单了。
He was too lonely.
当时所有的动物都一公一母。
All the animals, they were paired with male and female.
有的可能速度快一点的，可能已经生了孩子了。
Well, some animals, they probably already have offspring.
所以他看到是一群动物。
So what he saw was a group of animals.
虽然亚当很聪明，一个一个把他们命名。
So Adam was very wise. He named all the animals.
这是一个很不容易的工作。
It was a great job.
这是一个非常需要记忆力的一个工作。
It takes a good memory to do it.
他的这个工作做完以后，非常的了不起的一个成就。
After he had accomplished this,
但是旁边没有人喝彩欢呼，也没有人任何跟他分享他的喜乐。
Well, it was a job well done, but nobody was beside him to cheer for him and to share his joy.
弟兄姐妹，当我在工作的时候
，when I was working，
我如果解决了一个问题
，when I solved a problem，
那个问题是没有人知道的问题
，and nobody knew how to do it。
我如果把它解，没有人知道有这个问题
，nobody knew there's a problem。
那我去把它解决了以后
，after I solved it，
我一定希望人家知道。
I would like someone else to know。
不一定是为了升官发财。
Not because of promotion。
至少分享一点我的快乐。
At least to share my joy。
但是亚当只有一个人。
But Adam was all by himself。
他旁边没有任何的人可以分享他的快乐。
He didn't have anyone to share his joy。
甚至分享他这个 job well done 的那种喜悦跟那种成就感，没有人。
Not even the sense of accomplishment that he could share with anyone。
我们需要一个伴侣来分担我们的感觉。
We need to have a company to share our feelings.
有一个牧师，他很喜欢打高尔夫球。
There's a pastor who loves playing golf.
所以呢，他打到爱的一个地步，他有一个主日，他不去聚会，他就跑去打高尔夫球去了。
So one Sunday, instead of going to church, he went playing golf.
结果呢，在那个打高尔夫球的时候的，就两个天使盯着他。
And there are two angels watching him when he was playing golf.
这两个天使就说，我们要怎么样让他好好的提醒他，不要这样。不爱神，跑过来打高尔夫球。
And these two angels, they were discussing how they could give him a warning not to do this again.
第一个天使说，我们就让他怎么打就打不到球，或者怎么打就是不会进洞。
The first angel said that I know we can have him miss all the balls.
打他一个早上，一个球都不会进洞。
So he wouldn't get any ball into any hole the whole morning.
第二个天使他更高明。
But the second angel said that.
他说我要用一个方法呢是他打一杆呢就进洞。
I would make him every hole he would just take one in the hole.
他打十八洞呢就只打十八杆而已。
So 18 holes he would only take 18.
然后他创造了一个了不起的世界纪录。
And he would break the world record.
可是他不敢跟任何人讲。
But he couldn't share with anyone.
因为他是牧师。
Because he was pastor.
我们多么需要去跟人家 share 我们的感觉。
So how important that we need to share our feelings.
大家想想看，当亚当睡觉的时候。
When Adam was asleep,
神在他身上动了一个小手术。
God performed a little procedure.
把他一个肋骨拿走。
He took one of his ribs.
他醒来的时候感觉怎么样？
How would him feel when he woke up?
这个经文我念了很多次了。
I had read this verses several times.
当我这次在准备这个信息的时候，
When I was preparing for the sermon this time,
神让我看到一个人少一根肋骨。
God made me see the vision that someone was a rib was missing from him.
所以当他醒来的时候，他一定觉得有点不平衡。
So when he woke up, he probably felt kind of awkward.
至少左右两边的这个重量不一样了。
Probably feel imbalanced.
然后他会发现好像少了一样东西。
And he will feel something was missing from him, some kind of emptiness.
好像不完整了。
That he was not whole anymore.
我听过有人到那个第三世界国家。
I heard that someone has been to the third world.
然后呢，不小心呢，被人家下迷药，就把他的一个 kidney 就割走了。
And somebody put some kind of drugs in his drinks, and his kidney was gone.
少了一个东西。
Something was missing from him.
你觉得怎么样
？How would you feel?
我们正常的时候，你觉得你身上没有一个器官是重要的。
When we're normal and healthy, we don't think that any organ is so important to us.
直到你少了一样东西的时候，你会发现那个东西好重要。
Until we miss something from us, and we will realize its importance.
亚当少了一根肋骨。
Adam was missing one rib.
所以他醒来的时候。
So when he woke up.
他如果知道那根肋骨在那边掉了，不见了。
So if he knew that it was the rib that he was missing.
他第一件事情一定到处找那根肋骨。
The first thing he would do was looking for it.
弟兄姐妹，你知道？少一根骨头的滋味吗？
Can you imagine how you feel if you miss a bone?
在几年前，我们在教会里面有一个毛华弟兄啊。
A few years back, there's a brother 毛华。
他因为在割草推割草机啊，那个手伸到那个下面，结果他儿子 plug in 那个插头啊，不小心打起来，他的一只手指被打断。
When he was mowing the lawn one day, and one of his fingers was cut up by the lawnmower.
所以呢，那个皮，但是皮还在，所以就掉了一个指头，然后就是一根皮连在那边。
So well, the skin was still connected, but the finger was hanging there.
这个事情发生的时候，我们大家第一个问题是：那根指头接得回去吗？会少一根指头吗？
So the question that first came to our mind was, can the bone be sewed back to his finger?
所以他就赶快就跑到急诊室去了。
So he went to the emergency room.
带着他的指头去了急诊室。
Brought his finger to the emergency room.
然后急诊室的医生呢，就把他的外面把它缝一缝。
So the doctor stitches back the finger only from outside.
缝外面，里面没有，还没有缝，所以也不知道怎么弄，然后还是掉在那边。
So the inside wasn't stitched back, so it was still hanging there.
回家了。
And he went home.
我们大家都很紧张，这样就会长得好吗
？And we were wondering if it's going to heal.
你少了一根指头，很严重的事情啊。
Well, one finger missing is not a big, it's not a small deal.
感谢神，我们最近看到他的时候，完全长得跟新的是一样。
Well, thank God, we just saw him recently, and his finger is totally healed.
但是当你少的时候，好紧张啊。
But when you were missing one, you would be nervous.
所以当亚当他少了一根肋骨的时候，
So when Adam found that he was missing one bone,
他又发现他的肋骨回家了。
And he realized that the bone came back to him.
他肋骨回来了。
Came back.
而且呢，这一次有 value added.
And now God added some value to it.
变成一个漂亮的女人。
It became a lovely, beautiful woman.
不再是一根肋骨了。
It wasn't a rib anymore.
然后呢，现在要跟他合一。
And it's going to be united with him.
他不止空虚，东西回来了。
Not only that, it filled his emptiness.
而且更丰富。
And it actually, it makes it better.
所以这就是一个做同伴的关系。
So this is the relationship having a companion.
他们在这个当中可以分享他孤单。
They can share their loneliness.
他们可以互相分享他们的快乐。
They can share their happiness.
从身体的角度来讲。
From physical point of view.
就是他的肋骨回家了。
His rib came back to him.
他不再少一根肋骨了。
He didn't have a missing bone anymore.
他现在终于完整了。
He is a whole again.
从魂的角度来讲。
From the soul respect.
现在有一个人，有一个女人可以了解他。
Now there's a woman that can understand him.
可以跟他谈话。
Can talk with him.
从灵的角度来讲。
Spiritually speaking.
现在他们的灵都敞开的灵。
Their spirits are open to each other.
他们可以在灵里面交通，甚至一起来敬拜神，他是一个灵。
They can communicate in their spirits and they can even worship God together.
所以在婚姻当中做伴侣。
So they're companions in marriage.
这是一个很重要、很重要的一个 blessing.
It's a huge blessing in marriage.
也是一个最让人享受的部分。
It's the most enjoyable part.
我每次想到有什么事情很兴奋的时候
，Every time there's something exciting happening to me,
我一定会跟我的太太讲。
I will always share with my wife.
我不一定会跟我的孩子讲。
I probably would not share with my children.
也不一定跟我的同事讲。
Or not with my coworkers.
我第一个一定跟我的太太讲。
The first person I thought of would be my wife.
有时候我有挂虑、有忧愁的时候。
Sometimes I have some worries.
我也不会跟其他人讲。
I wouldn't share with anyone else.
我会找我的太太讲。
I would talk to my wife.
有时候忧愁到一个地步。
Sometimes to the point.
我非常的忧愁，一直讲、一直讲、一直讲。
I would keep talking about it and complaining about it.
只有太太忍受得了，一直听、一直听、一直听。
Only my wife can stand it and keep listening to me.
然后还鼓励我们。
And she would even encourage me.
让我们在这个紧张或者是在忧愁之间得到安慰。
So I will be so comforted during these worries.
所以这就是夫妻之间的一个互补的一个互相满足、互相的一个情绪上的需要。
So this is between husband and wife, we can meet each other's emotional needs.
一个丈夫需要太太温柔的安慰。
A husband needs his wife's gentle comfort.
太太也需要先生为她的保护，为她的依靠。
And the wife will depend on his husband to protect her.
这是一个婚姻的第二个重要的，他们是同伴的关系。
This is the second purpose in a marriage to be companions.
第一个关系是一起荣耀神，同荣的关系。
The first relationship is to glorify God together.
第二个是做伴侣同伴的关系。
The second is to be companions, to be each other's company.
第三个关系
And the third relationship
是同工的关系
They could be co-workers.
因为上帝在我们在一章二十八节那边特别讲到
In chapter 1, verses 28,
上帝给亚当跟夏娃有一个很重要的使命
God gave Adam and Eve a great command.
他说你们要治理这地，要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行走的活物。
It says that you guys have to rule over the earth and to rule over the fish at the sea, the beasts on the ground and the birds in the air.
后来到创世纪二章二十节的时候
And in 2:20,
这些动物亚当都给他们这个起了名字。
Adam had given the names to all the animals.
包含一切的牲畜、空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽。
Including all the living creatures, birds in the air and beasts on the ground.
然后后面加了两个很重要的字。
And there are two words added in the end of the sentence.
只是。
But.
什么叫做只是
？What is but?
可惜啊。
Oh, what a pity.
不够。
It's not enough.
那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
He does not have a helper to help him.
一个人要承担这么大的责任。太辛苦了。
He is carrying on the huge responsibility on himself.
所以需要一个配偶来帮助他，是一个好的帮手。
So he would need a good helper.
面对这么多的动物。
Facing all the animals.
大家知道世界上有多少动物吗？
Anybody knows how many kinds of animals we have on earth?
当我知道这个数字以后，我非常佩服亚当。
When I found out the answer, I was very amazed by what Adam had done.
他是动物学家告诉我们呢，世界上有1500万种动物。
According to zoologists, we have 15 million kinds of animals on Earth.
光昆虫就有1000万种。
For the insects alone, there's 10 million.
亚当可以这样一个一个命名。
And Adam gave name to each one of them.
这个 job 好大。
It's a huge job.
世界上没有这样子的动物学家。
There's no such zoologist on Earth could do that.
需要帮手。
He needs helper.
需要一个人在他帮旁边呢，一起来治理这个地。
He needs someone to rule over the earth with him.
我这个礼拜我读到一个新闻啊，特别学者他研究那个老年痴呆症。
There's a report that I learned from the newspaper this week, and there's a researcher who did the research on Alzheimer's disease.
他发现那个中年丧偶的人呢，他得那个老年痴呆症的比例呢，是那种比白头偕老的那种人呢要多三倍。
He found out that the people who their spouses die when they're in the middle age, the chances for them to get Alzheimer's disease are 3 times higher than the people who have their spouses till their old age.
但是你若不小不你若很可怜，你从年轻的时候就丧偶的话呢
？But if your spouses die when you're very young.
你到年老患老年痴呆症的比例呢是6倍。
Then in the future, the chances for you to get Alzheimer's is 6 times higher.
要维持你的那个 IQ 的话
，and to maintain your IQ,
你需要一个伴侣。
You need a company.
所以你的先生、你的太太很重要。
So your wife and your husband are very important.
至少他帮助我们不要患老年痴呆症。
At least he or she helps us not to get Alzheimer's.
这么多的动物，如果没有夏娃帮助他的话。
All the animals, if Adam did not have help,
可能到后面亚当都忘记了。
Adam probably would have forgotten all the names.
因为你可以发现，男生说的话通常都会忘掉。
Because we noticed that a lot of times husbands they easily forget what they said.
我们说成功的男人背后都有一个女人。
We often said that a successful man there's always a woman behind him.
这次王永庆过世的时候。
Well, this Wang Yongqing, when he passed away,
他的二房就冒出来了。
His second wife came out.
在电视上，我就听到他讲说，他们一起打拼了15年。
She appeared on TV and she shared the story that how she worked very hard with
三房啊。
Oh, his third wife came on the TV and shared how hard.
几房不重要。
Well, it doesn't matter, but one of his wives.
那不是今天的主题。我们只有一房啊。
We only have one wife, but he's got more than one, and one of them came up on the TV and shared how hard they worked together for 15 years.
重点是他帮助了他一起开展事业。
The point is, she was helping him in developing his career.
比如说我们丈夫出去上班或者出去工作的时候
，When husbands go out to work,
需要妻子的 support.
They need wives to support him.
有时候不只是在家里的 support.
Not only the support at home,
甚至有时候是帮助在工作上面的 support.
Sometimes it's even the support in his career.
有时候我们很碰到一个很难的问题。
Sometimes we face something difficult.
我们回来跟妻子一起祷告。
We will come back and pray with our wives.
神就给我们一些灵感。
And God will give us.
回去就把问题解决了。
And then we can solve our problems.
太太有没有在帮助先生在工作上面
？So wives can support her husbands in work.
当我全时间在教会开始工作的时候
，When I started devoting my full time to the church.
然后我在关怀弟兄姐妹
，When I was when I was visiting brothers and sisters.
然后我就观察一件事情
，Something I observed.
姊妹都是找贝蒂师母
，Sisters will often go to my wife Betty.
然后我贝蒂师母好像跟姊妹一谈就可以就谈起来了。
And somehow that Betty could easily connect with the sisters.
然后可以讲好长。
And they could talk for a long time.
一直说，一直说。
Kept on talking.
说到两个人都很快乐。
And then both of them were so happy.
可能原来很忧愁的，后来都很快乐。
So they would probably change from sorrow to happiness.
同样的事情。
And in the same way.
如果是跟我来谈的话。
But if it was for me.
我们大概只有三句话。
The conversation probably would be ended in three sentences.
完了以后，对方可能也很气馁。
And then after our conversation, the other party would probably be discouraged.
我也会不知道怎么办。
And I wouldn't know what to do.
很多的时候，姊妹们有姊妹们的特性。
Sometimes it has some characteristics of the sisters.
他们有他们的需要。
They have their own needs.
我们真的做弟兄的，我们真不明白。
And as brothers, we don't understand.
所以我们真的需要太太们来帮助。
So we need our wives' help.
所以我们的配偶是我们最好的工作上的同伴。
So our spouse would be our best co-workers.
所以要治理这个地，神给我们的命令，所以我们需要同工。我们大家在婚姻里面，我们还要治理这个地，有这样子的一个 purpose。
So in the command that God gave to the marriage that we need to rule over the earth as a couple.
第四个，我们在讲到他们的关系，就是叫同房的关系。
And the fourth relationship between husband and wife would be a consummation.
因为上帝叫亚当跟夏娃，他叫他们要生养众多。
Because this is God's command to tell Adam and Eve to fill the earth and to increase in number.
不是只叫你多生而已啊。
Not only that you should have a lot of children.
如果只叫我们多生，其实就蛮简单的。
It would be easy if just to have a lot of children.
但是他说你要生养近前的后裔。
He said that you need to bring up the godly children.
这就有难度了。
Well, it's a little bit more difficult.
怎么样把孩子们变成敬虔的后裔？
How can you train your children to be godly?
这是神给我们人的命令。
This is the command from God.
要我们为主来培养敬虔的后代。
We're doing this for God to raise up godly children.
我们可以看到，当亚当夏娃面对这么多动物的时候，
When Adam and Eve they face so many animals,
动物一直在生啊。
The animals kept on having more offspring.
如果只有亚当跟夏娃两个人一直看着的话，
So Adam and Eve, if they were just sitting there watching,
啊，绝对不够。
It's not enough.
所以动物生。
So the animals increase.
亚当跟夏娃也得生。
Adam and Eve, they need to increase in number too.
每一代每一代来接续他们的责任，来治理这个世界。
So generation after generation, it has to continue the mission from their previous generation.
所以他们必须要生养后代。
So they have to have more descendants.
而且是要生养敬虔的后代。
And the descendants have to be godly.
就是高品质的这个后裔。
It's high quality.Descendant.
然后呢，这是一个每 generation by generation 的这个，我们叫永世经永续经营啊。
This is like a continuous business, handing from generation to generation.
我们有一天都要离开世界。
One day we'll leave the world.
你怎么知道这个世界还会在敬虔的地步
？How would you know that this world people will be still godly?
因为大家生出来的后裔都是要让他成为敬虔的后裔。
If we have our children to be godly, then it will be a godly generation.
所以这是一个同房的一个目的。
So that's the purpose for husband wife to have the consummation.
第五个事情，第五个重要的目的。
The fifth purpose of marriage.
就是讲到他们是同学。
And they're school friends.
有的人的太太真的是他的同学。
Some wives could be their husband's school friends.
像我们的贝蒂师母跟我，我们是认识的时候才发现，我们原来是校友。
After I met my wife, we realized that we actually attended the same school before.
我们没有机会在学校一同学习。
We couldn't learn together at school.
但是神没有放弃这个机会。
But God did not give up the opportunity for us to be school.
他们放在一起。
He put us together.
在婚姻里面一起同学。
In marriage, to learn in marriage.
所以他说那人独居不好。
So he said that the man is not good for the man to be alone.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make a helper to help him.
注意两个字啊，我要为他。
The two words stand out. I will make a helper for him.
是专专为他量身定造 custom made 的一个配偶，为他来设计的。
So God made it for Adam. It's a custom made.
在那个 King James 里面讲到说，他是说 a help meet for him.
So in a King James version, it says that I will help a meet Say one more time.
Help meet for him.
A help meet for him.
就是中文很直接讲，就是适合他的配偶。
Make someone suitable for him.
要适合亚当。
Suitable for Adam.
所以当神把我们一个男的一个女的摆在婚姻当中的时候呢
？When God take one man and one woman in marriage.
不是乱摆的。
Oh, he does not do it randomly.
都是有目的的。
He has his purpose.
因为呢，要让我们的配偶来帮助我们来学习成长。
Because God wants to use our spouses to help us grow.
很多的时候，丈夫性子很急。
A lot of times we have hot-tempered husbands.
或者然后呢，这个妻子呢，动作很慢。
But he would be matched with his wife that is very slow.
有的时候，一个很大方，一个就很小气。
And sometimes you will see someone is very generous and the other party would be very stingy.
有的时候看到一个很爱干净，一个就很脏很乱。
Or you will see someone is very disorderly and the other one is very neat.
或者一个很粗心，另外一个就非常的 detail， 很细心。
Or one is very absent-minded, but the other one is very detail-oriented.
就在这个事情上面就会产生了争执。
So we would have a lot of arguments.
快的会嫌慢的。
So the one who is fast would despise the one who is slow.
慢的也会嫌快的。
Or the other way around.
干净的会嫌脏的。
Or the one who likes to be neat would despise the one who doesn't like, who is disorderly.
脏的会不会嫌干净的？
What about the other way around?
会。
Probably will too.
大家都不一样。
Because we're all different.
为什么我要听你的？
Why should I listen to you?
直到结了婚以后。
Until we got married.
他们可能只有一栋房子。
They probably only have one house.
这个房子要漆什么颜色？
What color that they should paint the house?
只有一个 answer.
Should be only one answer.
以前没有结婚的时候。
Before they got married.
你可以涂蓝色，我涂粉红色。
You could choose blue, and I won't choose pink.
结婚以后
But after we got married,
你不能就把两个合起来说我们就漆 purple.
But you couldn't mix these two colors together and say
we can paint purple. 我们必须学习对方他为什么会这样，我们为什么会这样，我们互相学习。
We have to learn from our differences.
我们去餐馆吃饭
When we go to a restaurant,
我们不能意见不合，然后你去这一家吃，我去那一家吃。
We could not say that we have different opinions, so we go to different restaurants.
我们只能去一家吃饭。
We could only go to one restaurant.
所以我们就要学习，是听你的，是听我的。
So we have to learn who we should listen to.
我们去外面度假的时候。
When we go on vacation.
不能你去 Tahoe, 我去 Hawaii.
It's impossible that one go to Tahoe and one went to Hawaii.
我们两个要决定我们要去哪一个，只有一个地方。
We have to decide it on one place.
婚姻当中，神就把不同的人摆在一起。
God put different people together in marriage.
叫你们不用任何的办法，不管，只能有一个答案出来。
He said, no matter what methods you use, you need to only come up with one answer.
所以这个慢的人就要去学快的人。
So the one who is slow should learn how to be compatible with the one who is fast.
那个不爱干净的就要去向爱干净的学。
And the one who doesn't like to be neat has to learn from the one who loves to be neat.
爱干净的呢，也要开始学习要脏一点。
But the one who likes to clean everything and he or she would have to learn how to be a little bit messier.
不然就没有一个答案。
Otherwise, there would be no one answer.
所以我们在学习什么？我们就是学习互相的包容，来学习互相的成长、成熟。
So what are we learning here? We're learning how to tolerate and how to tolerate each other and how to learn together to grow together.
这样子的伴侣呢，你不要，你大概找不到。
You cannot find such a spouse.
所以当亚当跟夏娃的这个状况，是夏娃被神带来给亚当的。
So in Adam and Eve's case, God brought Eve to Adam.
亚当。我们今天如果像亚当一样，我们要去找的话，你大概也找不到真正合适你的。
Today, if you were like Adam, you wanted to look for someone who is suitable for you, probably wouldn't be able to find her.
因为你看不到后面这婚姻的五个目的。
Because if you can't see the five purpose behind the marriage.
直到你进入婚姻以后，你才发现说，原来我的婚姻很有意思。
Until you already get married and you know it's interesting.What the marriage really means.
所以是上帝把夏娃带到亚当面前，为他造的。
So God made Eve and brought it in front of Adam.
所以当我们年轻人如果还没结婚的时候呢，不要急，好好祷告，神会把那个合适的带给你。
So, for to encourage the people here who are not married, you don't have to worry or hurry. God will you pray to God, and God will bring the one who is suitable to you one day.
所以，当我们再回来整个看到这个事情的时候，我们就发现，神在婚姻上面有非常非常 precious 的一个设计在里面。
So now when we look back how, at Adam and Eve's story, we know that we can understand God has like perfect purposes in marriage.
他的在婚姻当中所要想成就的事情远超乎我们所能想象的事情。
It's beyond our comprehension what God would like to accomplish through our marriage.
是一个特别的设计。
It's a special design.
也是这个一男一女的一个设计。
And the design has to be between one man and one woman.
所以我们可以借着夫妻关系彰显神的荣耀，我们有同荣的关系。
So we have to, through the relationship in our marriage, we can glorify God together.
然后我们互相满足我们情绪上的需要，肉体的需要，我们有同伴的关系。
And we have the relationship as companions, so we can meet each other's needs.
然后我们一同来治理来工作，来治理神所造的这个世界，我们有同工的关系。
And we can work together to rule over the earth that God has made for us.
然后我们为主生养敬虔的后代，我们还有一个同房的关系。
And we have the relationship to have consummation, so we can bring up godly children for God.
最后，我们还有一个互相帮助，我们来互相成熟学习的一个同学的关系。
And last, we have the relationship.As schoolmates, so we can learn together in marriage.
所以这是神在婚姻里面的目的。
So this is the purpose that God has set in our marriage.
最后，所有的这些目的 fulfill 以后，就是为了来荣耀神。
And after all the purposes have been fulfilled, we can glorify God.
真的巴不得我们今天这样子的一个主题。
And I wish that I hope that today the by the sermon.
能够在所有的家庭里面发挥这样的功能出来。
In all our households, in all our marriages here, all the purpose can be fulfilled.
让大家看到，在外面的人看到一个正常的基督徒的婚姻是什么样的婚姻。
So for just to show the outsiders how the marriage that God has made is has his real meaning.
绝对不是一个男生两个男生或者两个女生。可以去成就的这样子的一个目的。
It wouldn't be accomplished by the same-sex marriages.
你能够想象两根肋骨在一起
？Could you imagine to see two ribs together?
或者两个都缺一根肋骨的人在一起
？But both of them they have ribs missing from them.
但愿神能够让八号提案通过这一次。
I really pray that God would help us to pass the Proposition 8.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你的智慧，也感谢你的爱在我们的当中。你爱教会，你爱你属你的人，爱到一个地步，愿意道成肉身来到世上，受尽了各样的伤痛，受尽了各样的苦，最后甚至牺牲了你的生命，让血跟水从你的肋旁流出来。主啊，当教会在这个地上，你就借着婚姻的关系来彰显你自己怎么样爱教会，怎么样为教会来舍己的关系。主啊，我们要把这样子的一个奇妙的设计要来颂赞，把颂赞荣耀都要归给你。你是婚姻的 creator， 你也是婚姻的 designer。 我们相信主啊，当我们在你的里面，当我们看见这些目的的时候，我们的心灵的眼睛就要被打开，我们就要知道我们的婚姻真的是 so precious， 有这么大这么大的一个荣耀在里面。哦，让我们就真的不敢轻慢，哦，主啊，不敢对婚姻有任何的亵渎。主耶稣啊，求你来帮助我们，不只帮助我们教会里的每一个家庭，也帮助教会外面所有的家庭，让他们能够看重婚姻。哦，主啊，能够不要让婚姻被亵渎了。主耶稣，这是你的婚姻，是你所设计的。我们求主，你伸手拦阻一切不敬虔的作为。我们要来依靠你，靠着你一定得胜。我们谢谢主， 我们这样子祷告祈求感恩都是靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱诗歌。当我们了解这个婚姻的目的以后，我们对我们的婚姻就比较有概念，而且比较有盼望。然后呢，我们如果真的能够照神的心意把我们的婚姻建立起来，让许许多多外面的人看见这是一个 workable 的一个 solution， 这是一个 workable 的 design， 而不是一夫两个夫或者两个妻，就是一男两男或者两女很短暂的这种爱的这种情欲，然后就分手的这样子的状况。所以我们有一个 story， 我们要来告诉万邦。好，我们来唱第一节。我们有一故事传给万邦，世人心归真理写当，这真理是真理慈爱，是讲述平安真光，是讲述平安真光，因黑夜必要转为晨光，中天太阳更显辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，大地充满爱与光。第二节，我们有一诗歌唱给万邦，能使人心向主归向，这诗歌能胜过罪恶，能粉碎利剑矛枪，能粉碎利剑矛枪，因黑夜必要转为晨光，中天太阳更显辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，大地充满爱与光。第三节，我们有一信心传给万邦，是高天上全荣耀王，才迁都神子成救赎，显明他慈爱无量，显明他慈爱无量，因黑夜必要转为晨光，中天太阳必显辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，大地充满爱与光。第四节，有一救主要介绍给万邦，从古鲁达走过多趟，全世界的男女老少皆来归附主主旁，皆来归附主主旁，因黑夜必要转为晨光，中天太阳更显辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，大地充满爱与因黑夜来，因黑夜必要转为晨光，中天太阳更显辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，大地充满爱与光。阿们，哈利路亚。我们领受祝福，但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们同在，从今直到永远，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿。 坐，接下来请求。